Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, hi, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business, born and raised in Riviera Beach, Florida, and I am proud of it. I am excited every time I get a chance to come on and share the opportunities that we have from the city of Riviera Beach. I am thoroughly convinced as I travel the world, the words of Russell Conwell when he tells us in his phenomenal book, Acres of Diamonds, he tells us that we're all traveling around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact, he says, that the diamonds that we seek, basically, they are found within us, actually in our own hometown from whence we've come. And he says that we're leaving our diamond mines in our backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds. And they're found in your hometown and also within us. And so we are calling, as a result of that book, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And I'm very excited to come on and share this platform every single week as we talk with our special guests and as we talk with our co-host. And my co-host today is none other than I'm going to tell people what I really call you, but I'm going to say I call him Mr. Williams, co-host Mr. Artie Williams. And today our special guest is none other than Miss Angela LaToya Williams, born and raised in Riviera Beach. She grew up as the youngest siblings. She has three children, four grandchildren, and worked for the Palm Beach County School Board for several years. As a young adult, Angela recognized a need in the community and organized an annual school supply drive benefiting Riviera Beach children. But in 2003, Angela's life changed when her nephew, Tori Manuel, was killed as a senseless act of violence. Having grieved with her family and watched her sister suffer the loss of a precious son, Angela decided to do something positive. She wanted not only to assist other families suffering from tragedy, but to help prevent those tragedies from occurring in the first place. Through strength, determination, and a desire to make change, MAMA was born, short for Mothers Against Murderers Association, Inc., which is a charitable organization founded by Angela in the memory of her nephew, Tori. MAMA's mission is to positively impact the community by providing support for the families of victims, informing the community about the long-term effects of violence, and voicing the need for change to others. And with those words of introduction, I'd like to invite my co-host to join us as we have this conversation, and Mr. Artie Williams, and also Angela, thank you so very much for joining us today. How are you today, Artie?
I'm good, Ann. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction there. And I know the host today, Ann, introduced us and me as a coming on as a co-host, but also I'm the brother of the guest today, and I know her very well. As I said, we grew up together for all of our lives, and I just want to introduce and ask Angela about the organization and just tell the listeners why was the organization even formed in the first place, and let them know a little bit about it and why it was formed in the first place.
Okay. What happened is, the organization was started in 2003 due to I got that phone call I received a phone call from my sister Cora, Sabrina Hayes. And on the other end of that phone call, all I heard was screaming. She said, Tori is dead. So when I got that phone call, I immediately went to St. Mary's Hospital. And when I got to St. Mary's Hospital, wasn't no one there. I left St. Mary's Hospital, and I traveled down Australia Avenue. I got to Blue Heron Boulevard in Australia, and I made a left-hand turn, heading west on Blue Heron. And as I got closer to where Tori resided at, I seen yellow tape, and I seen blue lights, flashing lights. And that particular morning, they was putting the family members in the window of those apartments because we couldn't go around the front of the apartment because that's where Tori's body was laying. And it was a crime scene. So everybody went into the, like, in the, through the window, and we just waited and waited. And it seemed like we waited forever. All the family members just waited to hear, was that really Tori? And for some reason, somebody opened the front door. And I can remember very well seeing Tori leg fall from underneath that sheet. And at that moment, I could see how what that particular gun, AK-47, had, I bet it had damaged his leg, because his legs were just mingling underneath that sheet. And from that point on, I still, personally, I was in disbelief. And Tori was shot with the AK-47 seven times in the Imperial Apartments in Riviera Beach, and that's Imperial Blue Heron and S Avenue, where Tori resided at. And from that point forward, my sister was just going through so much with Tori's death. She was just grieving. And I just asked God for some guidance. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I knew I had to do it. So I just stepped out on faith, and I asked God for guidance. How can I help my, what she's going through? And so that's when I say, driving that 45th Street, and Mother's Kiss Murders, I want to do something with the word mama because of me's mother's carried these babies for 9 months. So that's how the name was formed, Mothers Against Murders Association from Mama. And we start out with one member, which was my sister. Now, we have grown tremendously.
Okay, good. And just tell the listeners from that one mother, which is our sister, how many mothers do we currently have in our organization right now?
We have, as of yesterday, I had another mother to join. We have 484 mothers.
484 mothers who have been grieving, went through the same pain that we have went through and shared and have to bear every year. Now, yesterday you said you attended a funeral. How was that any different from any other funeral that you attended? And what do you do at these funerals when you attend these funerals?
For being there, my presence alone, let the mothers, the family know that they're not going through this by themselves. Mothers Against Murders are here to help. So just for them looking over to the right of their shoulder and seeing me there, I see that they see my face. They know why I'm there. I'm there to help them with what they're going through. And that particular funeral yesterday, it affects our family as well, because that was our cousin that got murdered. So that makes 23 family members in our household.
Yes, 23 family members that our family alone have lost through gun violence. And that's a lot of people. And especially because we have such a large family, I know that's a lot of people. That's just a lot of people to lose and grieve constantly. Now, we also attend when a murder takes place. The first set of people they call is mama. And when we arrive to the scene, what are some of the things that we do when we arrive to the scene of the crime?
Okay, when we get to the scene, we assess the scene. Because, you know, in the past, when we get those phone calls, we never know who is going to be there. We know it's a family there grieving. And I have received a phone call to go to a crime scene. Crime scene was on Sapodilla Avenue. Got that phone call, went to the crime scene, and see some familiar faces. And those familiar faces was my own family. I had no idea when I got there, that was my own nephew that had got murdered. So we never know, mothers gets murdered, never know what to expect when we get there, but we know we're there for a reason. And that reason is to make that initial contact with the strongest person in that particular family can talk with us, and we give them my information as a resource so they'll know what to do, how to contact us when they are ready.
Yes, because, you know, going to a scene sometime, at that particular time, a lot of the family members don't want to talk to anybody. That's why it's hard for them to talk to law enforcement at that time, because they don't know who to trust. And I think over the years, Mama has built up the trust of the community. That's why we are able to service over 400 families that have lost their loved ones. Now, I know in the past that when a juvenile commits a crime such as murder, they don't have the same rights as an adult. Can you explain a little bit about why that is and what happened with that bill?
Yes, I was contacted from a lady in juvenile in Baltimore in Washington, D.C. And they have a program there that calls Juvenile Life Without Parole. And what that contact is, I've been helping families all over the country to try to change their sentencing, because juveniles get sentenced differently than adults. When they commit even a crime as such as Kenneth Young, for example, Kenneth Young crime, he was sentenced to like 37 years. All that young man did as a boy, juvenile, he's an adult now. All he done was he went into a hotel room in Tampa, Florida, with another young man who was 25 years old at that particular time. And he told Kenneth, I need you to go with me to do this robbery. So they went to do the robbery, because Kenneth was pretty much forced to do it because his mama was a drug addict. And then he said, if you don't help me with this robbery, I'm going to kill your mother. So Kenneth Young went with him to do this robbery. And all this young boy did at the age of 13, I believe, he was 13 or 14, I believe 13, all he done was pull out that cassette tape, because it was an 8-track tape back then. There wasn't no cassette tape. He pulled out that videotape. He put it out the video player. He said, all I need you to pull that videotape out. And when you put, while we're doing a robbery, so we won't, you know, get caught on the tape. And that's all that young man did. And that poor young man been sentenced for 37 years by that particular judge. And the judge has since retired since then. But we went back and fought for Kenny Young. I even went to Tallahassee to fight for Kenny Young and to get his sentence overturned. They overtook some years off, but he still have a ways to go. And the sad part about it is he cannot reappeal. He cannot appeal anymore. That case is pretty much done. Ken, his mama have died trying to fight for Kenneth Young. She recently died a couple of years ago. And that young man has grown up in prison since the age of 13. He has spent all his life in prison for just putting out a simple thing as a videotape. And know what he got for pulling out that videotape from the drug dealer? He got a pair of tennis shoes. That's all that young man received, a pair of tennis shoes. So that was just one example. We have fought for many in different states. But Kenneth Young is just one example of what these juveniles get sentenced for, even murder. Some of them get sentenced for murder. But some people get sentenced for murder, and they might get 10 years. And this young man did not do anything but put out a tape. And he got 37 years. So that's what we do. We write on the youth mama organization, and they presented different cases. And when they used us, they did a amicus brief. That's what they call a amicus brief. And they include us in that amicus brief to fight for some of these juveniles. And we are still fighting for juveniles, because I'm still signing off on different things to help juveniles that's been sentenced wrongly.
Now, have the laws changed for juveniles since then? I know juveniles committed murder. They wasn't able to get parole, juvenile without parole. So have the laws been changed since then where now juveniles can get parole?
in certain states. It has been changed in certain states, but not all states. Florida state is very, very, the state of Florida is very, very hard on juveniles. They are easy, you know, one thing about juveniles, they're easy to get into trouble, but it's really hard to get out of trouble. So we're going to continue to do our, you know, our thing and fight for these juveniles, whatever we have to do to fight for these juveniles. And hopefully one day the law will change in the state of Florida. But other states have changed the law. Some juveniles have been released. Some people have grown up and got to be the age of 40. Now they just have served their term and they got a chance at life again. And some of them are still, we are still fighting for some of them that's in there.
Yeah, that never stops. We have cases all the time coming through our office asking for help. What can we do to help with the fight? Here locally, with a lot of families locally that we have went to bat for with the state attorney's office. So we're battling every day. Now, I know every other week we have a Circle of Healing meeting with these mothers. Explain to the listeners what a Circle of Healing meeting is and what do they do at the Circle of Healing meetings.
We have an open door. Mothers Against Murders have an open door policy for these mothers. And at the Circle of Healing, the mothers come in, and we always start out with prayer. We never do anything without prayer. And we close out with prayer. And at this Circle of Healing, these mothers get into a circle, and they can share anything they want to share at the meeting. They may not even force a speak. If they want to talk that particular Thursday, they can talk. But if they don't want to talk, they don't have to. It just all depends. And I can pretty much look at each mother and tell whether they're having a bad day or not. So I would target that mother, and I ask them, do they have anything they want to share? And they might say, Miss Andy, I would like to speak. And they speak. They speak about a child. And we have, it's a very powerful group of mothers, women, that's going through this, that's hurting. And some of them heart is mended, and some of them is not. These mothers go through three stages in Mothers Against Murder organization. They are first coming in as a victim. And when they get to the handling as a victim part, they move on to survival. And when they get to the second stage, they can handle that as a survival. And then that's when they really, really start healing somewhat. They never heal as a whole because that gap's gonna always be there. But when they get to the third stage, they get to be a victim advocate for mama. And that's where they can help other mothers that come in through the doors, like they were was when they came through the door, help them heal. But it's a lot of crying, a lot of tears, and Mothers Against Murder's office on a Thursday evening. We have some laughter. That's the way we leave out of here, with laughter. But we have a lot of hugs and a lot of love to give to these mothers. It's a very powerful group, as I said. And sometimes at the Circle of Healing, we'll do a potluck night. So these mothers can cook their son or daughter's favorite dish or their husband's favorite dish, and everybody will bring that favorite dish to the potluck night. And they'll share food. And it's just so giving for them. And that they cook their son, his favorite dish might be fried chicken. And they'll bring that fried chicken in there. And somebody's favorite dish might be pork chop. They'll bring that pork chop in there. And dessert and just meatloaf, whatever their child's favorite dish was, or their husband's favorite dish, or their loved one's favorite dish, they would bring it in there. And they share it among each other. And then that's when the laughter come in, because they're able to talk about how their child or their loved one loved that particular chicken. So it's very, very powerful group of women.
Yes, I mean, you just think about that, just having a favorite dish of their loved one just to come in and be able to share that, because they can't share with the person that they normally prepared for, but having the same mothers that went through the same thing, be all coming there to do the same thing, I mean, that's keeping the memories alive, and that's what's keeping them alive, to be frank, because a lot of mothers will always tell you that they don't want to be around. They don't want their kid is not here anymore, they don't even want to be around. So to come from a victim to a survivor to an advocate is powerful, because it takes a long time. Believe me, listeners, this is not an overnight thing. This is the years in progress. Also,
by having those mothers come in and share what they're feeling and just knowing that it takes time for us to even get back to where they need to be. Let's look at some of the events that we have for the mothers. I know in the past we have done a retreat. It's something like having a retreat again in the works for these mothers, for just having a certain amount of mothers that we can take out and go on a retreat. Do we have anything right now that's coming up in, for the mothers that for them to have a getaway?
Well, right now we're in a fundraising stage. We would love to have a retreat in the future. That retreat we had for the mothers then was a healing retreat. And it was a very, very nice retreat that they got to just relax and clear their minds for a while. There was a week retreat, a whole 7-day retreat, and then they rode bicycles. We walked, we talked. We just, you know, just being there to caress each other, hug each other, and help each other, you know, do different little things, cook. We did all those type of different things with each other. So it was very, very healing for them, and massages and stuff like that. It was a hope in the future that we have been able to do that again, because that is so important to them. That retreat was held in Orlando, Florida. So hopefully we'll get a chance to go back there again in the near future. But we do have, and recently when Mother Day came up, we did a big event at the office for the mothers for Mother's Day. So every mother that came through our doors, they got a gift. A Mother's Day gift from the organization. And we had food for them. And they modeled their clothes. And they wore their favorite hat. And they sung songs. It was just such a blessing night, evening with them. And they enjoyed that very much. So we do all types of things for the mothers that we can do just to try to ease that pain. Just let them have a good day every now and then, because we know those days, like mothers get murdered, Mother's Days, birthdays, holidays, those days are difficult for them, very, very difficult. Inside those walls, people just don't know what goes on inside those walls of Mother's Gets Murdered organization. Outside the walls, they see a whole different story out there. But if you come in our doors, that mama organization, you'll never be the same when you leave outside the walls. Because you would say, I never realized so many people was murdered. And you can actually see it. And you can see those pictures that's on that wall. You can see the hurt and the tears that in those mother eyes, how bad they are hurting. So that's why we put on these different events. And we do have other events that's coming up, which is this Saturday, coming up, the 16th. We're going to do a mental awareness event there. And we also, if anybody want to be a vendor, they give out resource information at this event. They just have to contact Artie or myself with that for resource information. That's going to be this Saturday, starting at 12 to sunset. We're going to have host that event. Also, additional to that, we have a Bite the School Drive that's coming up August the 6th. And we're looking for donations. And I'm really looking for donations to get these kids some tennis shoes. Because when these children have their new shoes on and uniforms on and that backpack on their back, it makes them feel good. Like, I need to learn. I need to learn today. And we want the kids to feel happy when they walk into that school on August the 10th. So I'm really pushing for help with getting tennis shoes. So let's put these tennis shoes on these kids and let them walk into school for learning this year.
Well, good. We constantly have events that's going on. And speaking of the event that's coming up in next Saturday at Goodmar Park, it's all the listeners who knows in Riviera Beach at Goodmar Park, which is between 35th and 36th Street. We'd like everybody to come out, participate. It's a free event, food, sound, fun, music. And we're going to have speakers. Matter of fact, one of our hosts of the show, and Emil, is one of the sponsors of that event. So you guys need to come on out, enjoy the programs. We're going to have different vendors out there this year that are a little bit different from other years. But come on out and let's all mingle and get to know each other. Now, we have other things, Angela, with the besides the the event next week. We're going to be doing some other things for the community. We got the Labor Day event that's going to be coming up that we're going to talk more about. But at this time, I do want to get some numbers out. So if somebody wants to come out and be a vendor, my number is Artie. My name is Artie. My phone number is 561-201-9358. So that's 561-201-9358. If you have any other questions about just being a vendor or just how to get to the event, also, Angela's number is 561-324-3701. So we just want to put that out there, first of all. And also, we want to speak a little bit right now about, Mama, what do we need? Right now, we're trying to do some fundraising to help mothers keep, Mama keep their doors open. So, Angela, I know you had a couple of articles come out in the newspaper and in Channel 12. We were on television the other day. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about what they can do and how they should subscribe to help Mama.
What's taking place right now, we are struggling to trying to keep our doors open. Our doors is in a chance of losing our particular location. Our rent is like 4 months behind, which is $9,500 pretty much. 4 months behind, our cost of operational cost is $3,000 a month to keep these doors open for the community and for these mothers. But right now we're struggling with 4 months rent. And in it, the Channel 12 came and did an interview, which they're running an ad all weekend. Hopefully we can get some donations through them from people who's watching the show. They're going to run it all weekend, including the day. And Palm Beach Post did an article that came out yesterday on the organization. It was a real good article they wrote. And hopefully people have seen that. And it's also, if you want to be a subscriber for Palm Beach Post, you go in there and subscribe for $1. Subscribe on Palm Beach Post, and you will see the two articles that came out on me trying to get some help for the organization, because we can't afford these doors to be closed. The community, we are the connect to the community. They come to us for their grief, their grieving. They don't go to the other place. They come to Mama. So we do need to keep these. It's so important to keep these doors open for them. Of course, I lost 23. My family lost 23 family members. But it's not about me. It's not about Artie. It's about the community. We're going to help our family with their grief. But it's about others out there. Children get shot just about every other day. And we have to keep these doors open for them. It's so important. We can't afford to close our doors. But if you'd like to help, it's very simple. You could call one of those numbers I just gave, which is 561-201-9358, or my number, 561-324-3701. Or you can come go to our website, which is Mama, M-A-M-A, W-P-B, West Palm Beach, Mama, WPB, West Palm Beach, WPB, westpalmbeach.org, or you can cash out Mama Friends. Cash out Mama Friends. Those connections we have, you can communicate with us. Phone number, cash out, our website. Please donate. We need your support because the community needs this organization. 484 mothers are grieving right now. We need your support. We need your help to keep these doors open as mothers get murdered.
Yes, I mean, we're talking about almost 20 years of serving the community. That's a long time. And Mothers Against Murder has always partnered with the Youth Restoration Association since its existence. And we want to continue to provide these services. But as you know, with the pandemic and everything going up, it's kind of tough to maintain. So we do need the help. We love for everybody to reach out. And just if you don't remember anything else, you want to remember the phone numbers, contact this show again, which is on Facebook. It's hashtag I Am Revere Beach. For more information, we can always get that. But we do encourage everybody to participate because you don't know whose family member is next. And we don't want to be able to not be able to provide the services that's needed. So I'm just going to use it as my closing comments to say that there's so much going on in America today. You can see it all over the world that things are happening. But it's important to have resources available for the people who are grieving when these kind of things happen. So we want to be able to continue to do that for our community and the surrounding communities. And for us to be able to do that, we need to have the community support. That's all I have. And McNeil, you want to step in and say something before
yes,
we close
sir.
It out?
Yes, sir. I want to thank both of you for a phenomenal eye-opening opportunity for the community to serve and support. As Mr. Calloway would always say, the least, the lost, and the unconcerned. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. And please remember, this is hashtag I am Revere Beach. And this is Revere Beach. Everything you've heard today, this is what we're living through every single day. We can talk about the good. We can talk about the beautiful. We can talk about all of these other things. But if we don't talk about where people are hurting and how we can help people, then that conversation is going to change for everybody. So we want to thank everybody for listening, please. Take note of the phone numbers and all the information that you've heard, and please support Mama. Again, this is Ann McNeil. I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses. And want to thank everybody for listening, and Artie and Angela, Godspeed and God bless. And we're going to ask everybody to continue to support the youth rec and also Mama. Everybody have a great day. Thank you both. Bye-bye.